We actually have started.
Oh, okay.
You press the button. Hey, Blake.
Hey,
how you doing?
Hey. I better go, but I'll give you a call back.
Yeah,
I'll call you soon.
Well, actually, welcome to On the Potty with Dan and Dave.
Episode 60, and I'm Dave.
And we're on the potty.
On the potty.
And we've got with us Garage Hymnal.
We're not welcome, in a garage, guys. Though.
Welcome, guys.
Welcome.
Hello.
What's the actual? What's the proper response to welcome?
Welcome.
Thank you.
Yes. Now I was thinking on the way up the stairs.
Louder voice.
I was thinking on the way up the stairs.
You were sinking. What were you sinking?
I was sinking into the stairs. No, I was thinking that Garage Hymnal. It's quite a long name. What do you go as short for short? You know, like some bands will have like a shortened.
It's probably Hymnal, I think.
No, we go GH.
GH.
Yeah, I like GH.
GH is really short.
Sounds a bit like G8, but.
Nah, it doesn't sound like it.
No.
If you said G, huh? It'd be G, huh? That'd be pretty good, wouldn't it? Hey, G, huh? Man,
like
that's jihad.
I really want to go down that path.
Fantastic. Well, we've got the boys and girl from our Garage Hymnal with us here tonight.
Although one boy who's particularly girly tonight because he's got a floral bag, Rich.
Represent.
You asked me to bring that girl.
Two girls and
I'm
three
sorry,
boys.
I got him in my first bra stall. It was...
Is it actually your bag?
Yeah, I thought
the way you said it, it sounded like Greg.
No, he's trying to point it all towards me.
Greg saw it at my house yesterday. He's like, you've got to bring that to a gig. And I was like, okay, I will.
Can I just say, it looks hot.
It'll be in the photo.
That floral bag's so hot right now.
It's kind of
so hot right now.
It's a tote bag.
Yes.
Now, it's a tote bag.
It's a tote bag.
You put tote trays in them?
It describes the handle, which means that you hold it just over your arm.
That your arm is actually called the tote.
Yeah. Ah, they're hitting the tote.
And you know, totem poles, the reason why they're tall and slinky
is because they're like the arm.
They're modeled on that part of the arm.
There you go. Now, say that again.
Maybe a forearm pole.
You think they would be.
It would be, but the actual scientific name is tote.
Louder voices. Let me encourage you to do louder voices. Greg, you just started to introduce the band, yes. So I'll let you keep going. Tell us about Rich and tell us some things about him, and then just work your way around. And,
Rich is...
go for it.
Rich Fenton is the tallest man in Christian ministry at the moment.
Except for the Maasai missionaries.
And he doesn't play basketball. He loves floral bags, walks along the beach, and hugs.
Do you collect stamps?
No. I'm afraid I never got patient enough to collect stamps.
He does have a rock collection, though.
It's one.
I collect stamps.
He collects some of his rock in his shoes as he walks along.
Yeah.
Empty them every few days.
I have a rock and roll collection, not a rock collection.
In all seriousness, Rich is...
What's the name of that?
Stuffed
it.
Start again.
What do you call it?
What? Did you hear the one about the...
Did you hear the one about the two elephants and the symbol falling off a cliff?
Boom! Get it?
Yeah,
let's keep going,
Rich. On with the show. In all seriousness, Rich is a very cool guy who does a lot of hard work behind the scenes for Garage Hymnal in engineering and mixing our albums, and is a great guitarist, so my record is clean. Lana is the feminine presence in the band tonight, and
represent.
What's that?
Represent. Yeah, that's just what you say up here on the coast.
Well, represent. I don't know what that means, but represent. Represent.
That's what you picked it up pretty quickly. Yeah,
well, I'm a homie by trade, so.
Awesome.
Andy up here, we have Andy Bell, who's the head of the rhythm
section.
Andy Bell's the bass player for Oasis.
Wow. And in his spare time, he plays bass for Oasis.
I do. I'm currently working on the hairstyle for Oasis.
Yeah.
Awesome.
The listeners out there, it's just like full of grease right now.
He's
dripping over
his
eyes.
Full of water.
He's getting himself ready. He's getting himself ready.
Wait. He actually trashed the toilets when he went in there at intermission.
Oasis.
Yeah. Hey. What's he getting ready for?
He's getting ready because I've just been speaking to Andy and Sydney listeners, they won't get this, but Andy's going on holidays to Budgie Woy.
We put the budgie into the woy.
Like, I don't know, for you guys, that'll be the same as me saying to you, I'm going down to Sydney this weekend and I'm going to be staying in Parramatta.
Yeah. Are there lots of budgie smugglers in budgie?
We call them lolly bags.
I didn't pack the smugglers this weekend. Oh, it's a little too cold. Become summer. They're in the bag.
Oh, yeah. Smuggle those smugglers.
Let's just pause for a moment and just think of that image. Or not.
And the bass player of the band tonight is Evan Brown.
Evan.
Represent. And he's got his beautiful gig hat on, which is very
is a nice
kind
gig
of.
Hat.
Yeah, it's very
cool.
They
call cool. it the GHGH. H.
Yeah,
GHGH. Garage Hymnal Gig Hat. I'm quick on those acronyms. It's not technically that's not an acronym, but anyway.
The GH squared.
Yeah. Oh,
nice.
Man.
I'm mathematical
brackets.
Like that.
Yeah.
Very mathematical.
That's impressive.
What's your favourite maths problem? A train leaves.
This is a new side of you, Andy. We've never seen this mathematical side.
Oh, I'm trained to be a teacher of sorts. Favourite one's got to be 1 + 1 = window.
Oh. have you seen that one? How come it never has curtains? Would you have to have brackets sort of the wrong way to do that?
Parentheses.
Yes. Oh, he's even got the term. Yes. Okay, you don't play for Oasis Bass, do you, Evan?
No, they kicked me out. I trashed too many things. It's too wild.
Evan, too wild for Oasis, but GH, take him.
Evan, you've got it. Like when you said too wild, you said in such a way that I thought you would never be too wild. You said, too wild.
Yeah, he's so wild.
It's always cool the ones you least expect, though. Yeah, you know, close the door and this guy just goes.
Yeah, you wait till we get up and get back to Rich's place.
Yeah. Well, if you head up to Budgie Ward.
They're walking around in Budgie Smugglers playing Monopoly.
Can't wait. Yeah. The whole weekend ahead of me.
Oh, what have we been doing tonight, Dave?
Well, we haven't met Greg yet.
Oh, sorry, Greg.
So, Lana, do you want to introduce Greg?
This is Greg.
And? What does he do?
She has nothing about him.
Greg likes to sing, and he likes to write songs. He writes some of our songs. And he plays guitar very well. And
he's got noisy lips.
What?
Noisy lips.
Yeah.
You're a sound engineer. I have to do so much to unmaster those. Is that what you have to do?
Greg sent me a list master and he's them? Like, there's a bit of a noise at all these different points. And he's like, is it an edit, like digital noise or what? And it was just all his lips making noises.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
I have to edit each week because Dave does all those lip noises.
Just don't stop. Well, what have we been up to tonight, Dan? We've got GH here for some special times.
Yeah, well, we've been having our Coast Youth Revolution Winter Edition.
Smallest ever.
Easily, because of the wild weather.
The Flood Edition.
Yeah, the Flood. The Noah Edition.
We should have done a talk about Noah.
We should have had Noah.
Rambos.
Instead of having Batman come up. We should have had
some
Noah.
Dude with animals walking after him. You could have had the Bat as one of them.
Did you know?
You need two.
I was coming down the Carry On Hill today.
Ooh.
And it was like pouring rain and there was like streams of water going past, a branch went past, a sheep went down the hill. And
really?
No. The car in front of me, the number plate was ARC.
Oh no.
I was like, I'm going to stick with this car. No matter what happens, I'm jumping in.
Now, GH played for us tonight.
They
rocked out. Good times, good stuff. Some congregational stuff, some good items as well, which were very good. Tell us about the talk, Dan.
The talk was by our good friend Timmy B.
Tim Dick Baldwin.
who we had on the potty on episode 42.
That was his middle name. Context.
Did we just say Dick?
After all these years.
We did. Episode, I can't remember, the Pooping Pelican episode.
Funny episode.
We talked about...
GH, guys, go to podcast.cccyouth.com and just look for pelicans, and Dan's got the funniest story about a pelican that pooped on him.
We talked to Tim Baldwin then, and he came and spoke tonight about starting a revolution in your heart. God starting a revolution in your heart. It was fantastic.
It was good. It was very, very good. Yeah. We'll put that MP3 online soon.
At www.cyrevolution.com.
Bingo. And if you've got any feedback, send an email to cccyouth@gmail.com. Yeah, that was pretty good.
These two were good.
The other three. So but
no one's a lot of options these days. You never quite know. It's org, there's
net. Yeah. Gmail. Gmail. Gmail.org.
Oh, no, you can't.
We've got a .net. cccyouth.net.
What's the difference between a net and a com?
Net and com.
Different letters.
Very good. Ah.
Our semiotician over there. That's a word, a real word.
What's a semiotician?
Someone who practices semiotics.
Wow.
Yeah. It's almost like you have to be a semiotician to know what a semiotician is.
Pretty much. You have to do an arts degree at uni. That's all you learn.
Only half as good as actual
actuarial studies. An actuarial.
I had a good joke. Somewhat. Lost in the language.
Good stuff. Now tell us a bit about Gareth Timnall. You guys put an album out about a year ago, a little bit over a year ago, called
Take My Life.
That's a sweet rewrite of a hymn. It's a great song. But you're currently working on another album. Is that correct?
Yes.
Coming out Augusty?
Yeah, hopefully. I finished it last night, so...
Oh, mad.
Yeah, it's got to go through the whole mastering and duplication and stuff, but yeah, August, I think, hopefully.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. And tell us why Garage Hymnal exists, what are your aims, like, what do you want to see happening in Australia with Christian music and stuff like that? Andy's going to be on that.
Yeah, I think the main aim of Garage Hymnal is to write... just church music for the congregations that need it, especially for looking at youth music as well, because there isn't a whole lot of production of that type of music in Australia apart from your Hillsong, which is not everybody's cup of tea. So
Coffee.
Or coffee if you happen to be in need of that much caffeine.
Or orange mocha frappuccino.
That's for rich.
Or cordial, whatever. Yeah. Cordial is actually the Christian beer. You have cordial at everything.
Yes.
Really weak.
You don't want to get drunk.
Okay, back to GHG.
I started taking shots of cola cordial before work, school. It was like a little shot glass. I took a shot glass to school, and I drink like cola cordial by the shots.
Have you been fired yet? Every week there's a story that could get Dan fired. Christian schooling.
So anyway,
they take anyone.
Andy, hurry up! Come on, try here.
So we're pretty much trying to write and release music that can be used in churches, not only around Australia but around the world. That is going to bring people closer to God and Jesus through worship. That's basically the aim.
Good stuff.
Represent.
Yeah. Say it again.
Represent.
Yeah. The loudest man, player.
It's a very long kind of like word to throw on the end of stuff. Like
represent.
Yeah.
Like say it.
You're kind of used to like you know sick or whatever, which is like one syllable. Punch it out.
But yeah.
Represent. Word. I mean that's quite word. Long. Like why not just like rep?
Rep.
Well, it's all about how you say it.
Represent for the rep.
Yeah, but when you go like that,
it's all about your postcode. 2250
Represent.
There you go.
I saw a guy who's got a tat.
This says represent.
2260
Is his postcode or is?
It's the postcode.
Oh, is it a Wombrel? Is like he's some? He's like the bra boy of Wombrel.
Yeah.
They call it the You can almost have a bra boys in Wombrel. Brawl Boys. The Brawl Boys! Let's start a new gang! The Brawl Boys. If you live in Wombrel or in 2260, send an email to dan@cccyouth.com and join...
You can't send an email to cccyouth.com. You mean it's dan@cccyouth.com. Oh, that's what you said. Go on.
Yeah, that still goes to you. I think that redirects to your godnarama@gmail.com. Just send it to cccyouth@gmail.com and say, I want to join the Brawl Boys and we'll hook you up with the gang. And basically you bash anyone who comes down to your local break. If any of these guys come up from Sydney, man, you get your leg rope and you get around their neck and tell them to go home.
And the mangroves behind
Go Wombrel, back to Sydney.
The mangroves behind Wombrel are awesome for hiding Sydney bodies.
Bodies, there's lots of them. The Brawl Boys.
We're not sure we'll come back now.
Yeah, that's, right.
That's cool.
Just don't take our wave, man.
We'll send up a
I don't want no
waves. Okay, well, there's none at Wombrel. Hey, tell us about Tim Godden, your brother, last week at Wombrel.
I guess it's already been in the paper, so...
Was it in the paper?
It was in the paper today.
The paper was, like, saturated on my driveway.
Well, my brother Tim Godden, who we keep talking about and have not yet...
Todden,
was at Wombrel. He told me never to tell the story because he said I'll exaggerate it. Cool. I'm going to exaggerate it.
He was at Wombrel. What day was it? It was Sunday night. Dum dum dum.
Okay, he was surfing.
Oh! You know how we're gonna put a cam through Captain Boaz?
No, quick! And then we just look at each
other. Yeah, that's right. You know how we're gonna put a can in? Yes. You know how we're gonna stop doing Captain Boaz?
Yes.
New series, The Brawl Boys.
The Brawl Boys.
Yes.
We made some music and everything. Danny's gonna get us some.
Yeah, thanks, Danny. You're listening.
So Sunday afternoon, Sunday night / night.
Boom, boom, boom.
Tim was surfing with some friends.
The Brawl Boys.
He was just, he said, like in the paper it says that he said, I suddenly felt a presence behind me, which sounds very scary and
spiritual.
Anyway, he looked behind and there was a big bronze whale shark behind him, and he freaked out, pulled his legs up onto the board. He screamed out to the other guys who were with him, and they all, like a couple of them saw it, they were freaked out. And then the shark disappeared and then hit the bottom of his board underneath him, knocked him off the board, which then you would go into like total panic, and he can't remember after that. But a wave came and kind of picked him up, like God saved him, picked him up in this wave and dumped him on the beach, and he passed out and was in hysterics and stuff on the beach. And crazy story. And at the bottom of his board has this big compression.
Oh, is that right?
In the shark's head. Anyway, sorry Tim, I told the story.
Ah, it's all
probably
good.
Probably got half wrong.
Yeah. So anyone out there considering coming to the Central Coast for a holiday,
yeah,
don't surf at Wombrel.
The shark thought he was from Sydney. But after they talked it through, they worked out it wasn't.
You're a brawl boy. You're good. Yeah, they got deals with the sharks, the brawl boys.
Well, there actually was a gang at Wombrel. I think they're all old.
T-Unit.
Yeah, that was
That's the newest Terry unit.
But Wombrel, it's called the North Wombrel Underground.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
That sounds like a bodyboarding movie.
Yeah, they were. I think they were bodyboarders.
The did they all wear the short johns, like the short ones with the short things, and have a tattoo around their arm?
Yeah.
That sounds like bodyboarders. There you go.
So let's talk more about the GH.
Yeah, GH. Tell us, what's your question? You're the music man. Like, this dude oversees music with our night church and youth group, so you should be driving this.
Yeah, I didn't think of any questions. Alright, here's a totally self-centered thing to say. It's my birthday, let's talk about that.
Hey, can Garage Chindle sing you guys happy birthday? Can you guys do that? You make a guitar noise, you make a drum noise, you make a bass noise, you make a guitar noise, and do you want to sing? And others can do BVs, that's backing vocals for those not in the know. For the BVs for the GH. And let's do
come
it.
Come on.
Wait, bass
intro. Birthday.
Bass intro. Bass intro, isn't it?
Starting note.
Give us a
second. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
And you.
You're
even not me.
Happy birthday to
oh, the harmonies.
Thanks, guys.
Man, that was awesome. That was up there with Boys to Men, and I love those men. That's distortion pedal. Or a wah-wah.
I'm still coming in from... why sing? Why do Christians sing? We're such a singy bunch of people. Why bother doing it? Why do we sing at youth group? Why do we...
I've heard you answer this question before.
Mm.
Yeah.
Hang on, let me get my script. No. The Bible is very strong on the role of music in churches, and it's strong not really on the backing track or the instruments, but it's strong on singing and saying that the main role of music in churches is for people to sing to God in order to sing praises to God, but also to encourage one another and rebuke one another and just sort of have that sense of community. And so that's really... Singing in churches really is an act of obeying God and doing what He calls us to do. So that would be the answer, I reckon.
Yeah, that sounds like a good answer, Greg.
Bing.
Correct.
Yes. I get to pick something from the gift shop?
Here's something I think that could be good to chat about. If, say, I'm not a muso and I'm not a singer up the front, how can I be using singing time at church to encourage people around me?
Yeah. By singing out. I guess, church
out,
is a great...
Singing out
a key. Yeah, no, church is a great time because if you've got so many people around you singing voiceously for God, then it doesn't matter what you sound like, but it's a great... it's just a great way you think about the words, you just get in touch with God, and you don't have to feel self-conscious if you can't sing because there's a good chance 90% of people around you can't sing as well.
And if you stood next to Andrew Heard at church... Horrible. He thinks he's getting better. Anyway, he's not. Be encouraged, Andrew. Keep singing.
The thing about singing as well is, and music at church is it really at its heart, it's a word ministry. And that's why our name, you know, all kind of GH jokes aside, is Garage Hymnal, is that we want to be... replicating the lyrics and in terms of quality, replicating the quality of lyrics of the hymns, the great hymns that have gone before. And we want hymns that will, or songs that will really encourage people to grow in their faith with God, often, you know, I know it's happened with me, and I'm sure it's happened with you, that you walk away from church at night and it's the song lyric that you remember perhaps a little more clearly or distinctly than the sermon. Not that you don't remember the sermon generally, but it might be like one lyric from a song. And so we just want to, you know, encourage people to sing out to God, knowing that they're not singing just so they can stand up and stretch their legs, but they're singing because God calls us to in the Bible.
It also puts a huge responsibility on the songwriter. Like if what people walk away with is the song lyrics, because they've got a tune that helps them to remember it and good poetic words and so forth, if it's crap theology, man, that's terrible. Like we're walking away with.
There's a lot of deliberation over which songs we do, and we really seem to analyse the lyrics a lot, and sort of we all go through them, and then if we think they're good, then we send them on to other sort of ministers and people who we're good friends with and say, do you think this is theologically sound and we can sing this? And now generally, I think, with what Greg said before, with us trying to replicate, you know, the lyrics of great hymns, generally if we can't do that, we just steal the great hymns, like Take My Life, and we're doing a new one in this one. Like, we can't change the lyrics, we can't make better lyrics, let's just use those ones and put newer music to it.
Yeah.
It's another fun thing to do.
Yeah, good stuff. Good stuff. Well, while on subject of songs, let's do a quick lap. Tell us your favourite song, like church song at the moment. How about that? We'll start with Greg.
Oh, jeez. I was really hoping I wouldn't be the first one.
I don't know that one. Oh, gee. Yeah. I really was hoping I wasn't the first one.
Yeah, that's pretty close. Yeah,
that was damn right.
You've got a real Boys to Men tone. You do listen to Boys to Men, don't you?
I'm not denying it. I own their whole catalogue.
Well, now they're just men, really. They're just like to men. There's no boy left in them.
Damn right.
Yeah. So anyway.
One of them's still got a broken leg.
One of my favourites is actually one that, you know, we haven't sung at our church, but we sing in this band, and it's called All Over the World.
Yeah.
Is that Matt Redman? Is that?
Yeah.
I think it is, and it's a corker. It's a real classic. It'll be on Christian Church's Greatest Hits, Volume 48, or whatever comes
whatever
out next.
Whatever they're after. Okay. Yeah. All Around the World. That's a good mission type of song, isn't it?
Yeah. All Over the World.
Matt Redman's good at doing some mission stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good. Yeah. Evan.
I'm taking this one. My favourite is Amazing Grace.
Is that a new one?
Yeah, it's pretty new. It just came out a couple of years
that
movies, ago.
Is the movie coming out?
Yeah,
in Australia.
It's not about John Newton.
It's about William Wilberforce.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, it's...
They're buddies.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can't get better than that song.
He wrote the soundtrack and...
to Wilberforce's movie. To his life. Good stuff. Thanks, Evan. Dan. Evan Dando. He's someone famous. Evan Dan.
Who's Evan Dando?
Don't know. Just heard the name somewhere.
He's probably... rock guitarist.
Is he? He's an indie rock guitarist. Yeah. Represent!
I really have been thinking and singing a lot... a hymn called Love Divine by Charles Wesley. Mm.
Is that a Mars Hill version, the one you've been singing?
No.
Okay.
Just old one. It was my granddad's favourite.
Oh, cool.
I talked to you about it, trying to write new music for it.
I saw that on your blog, dan-thinkingin.blogspot.com.
Thanks, Dave. I need you for plugs.
Hey, he's been blogging every day and it's been really good.
I love your blog too, Dave, at eternalweightofglory.blogspot.com.
Bingo.
No spaces.
You write Dave Myers in Google and I'll be the top hit.
That's right. Probably the favourite song at the moment that I'm enjoying singing in church. I don't know. We sang Glories of Calvary on Sunday night. And I haven't done that in church before, but I've listened to it a lot, and that was really fun to sing and play.
Awesome.
It's all about Jesus and the cross.
Who wrote it?
Sovereign Grace.
Someone from Sovereign Grace.
I think it was Stephen Vicky.
Sweet. Andy?
Well, Greg actually stole my number one song, so I'm going to say my number two, and that's How Majestic, which is also a Sovereign Grace song.
Except the only thing that I don't like about that song is the da-na, da-na, da-na.
Well, see, I think
we do that better than the CD, I reckon.
Yeah. I think as a drummer, it really enhances the song. It's kind of makes it
our
interesting.
Our drummer tells us to
same.
Cut it. He goes, oh, it's bad.
Really?
That's
terrible. It's the best bit of the song, apart from the words.
But we don't get a bunch of it.
Hey, I've never been... Sorry, it's going, my first going. Experience keep in Budgie Boy tonight, so don't ruin it for me, all right? So,
no, I love Budgie Boy. My uncle's the principal at the school. I probably shouldn't say that.
And his email address.
He has a blog spot.
UncleB@budgieboy.com.
But yeah, How Majestic, I think it really just encapsulates... the majesty of God, and it's a rocking song. It's really up tempo and it works really well in youth groups as well, which is fantastic.
Yeah, we like it. It rocks out. Lana.
I always go for How Great Is Our God at first when people ask me that question, but then I realise the reason I love that one is because we do How Great Thou Art at the end. And I love that.
You go from one to the other.
Yeah, and my grandpa, whenever he comes to hear me sing, he says, can you please do that one? And then he ends up crying, so now my grandma's like, can't take him to hear you sing anymore, especially that song. So, I love
there
it.
There you go. What was the first song? There's How Great Is Our God?
Yeah.
Who's that one by?
Chris Tomlin.
Yeah. Awesome.
I should have thought of one by now, shouldn't I?
You are second last in the line.
I'll say God of Wonders because we play it a lot, and generally the participation that you get when you're doing God of Wonders is wonderful, and the lyrics and just everything about it is very simple. God is a God of Wonders, and I think it's a great, well-written song, and it's also got great lyrics, and everybody knows it, and everyone sings really boisterously when we play it.
And no one gets caught out with that variation in the last chorus anymore, do they? They know it's coming. There you go.
So many variations in the song, everyone just goes, what's it going
to
be?
Is it going to be the ukulele version? I'll go last, hey? Yeah?
Dave, what's your favourite song?
How Great Is Our God is a bit of a favourite at the moment, but the winner on our Jaywalk poll last month, Crowning With Many Crowns, a rewrite by Dan, fantastic.
Wow. Jaywalk's our youth magazine.
j-walk.cccyouth.com. Blogspot.
You guys have a lot of net things.
We're very virtual. We don't really exist.
You know, just putting it out there, there's another version of Crowning With Many Crowns on the cusp of being released. It's about to be recorded, actually, by a guy called Michael Morrow, who's a friend of ours. And so just putting it out there, it's going to be a face-off.
This is actually... I don't know if I can announce it yet.
Daniel's getting married again. He's recommitting his vows. Yeah, right. Or bowels or something. There you go. So Crowning With Many Crowns, it's fantastic. That one rocks at church. You can actually go to eternalweightofglory.blogspot.com, type in Crowning With Many Crowns, and there's a bootleg version I recorded in church you can listen to.
But the guitar starts in there.
Yeah. You weren't playing, that's why. So. No, you hold it together, Dan. It's all about you. We sing songs about Dan, about church. No, we don't sing songs about Dan.
The world does not revolve around you.
Yeah, that was the final point of the talk tonight.
That's
the world does not revolve around you. We should finish very soon. There was something I was about to say. Here's what it was, I remembered. If you haven't listened to last week's episode of On the Potty, listen to it. It goes for an hour, but it's well worth listening to. It was for the guys here, and if you haven't out there in virtual land haven't listened to it yet, it was all about parents. And we heard from a bunch of different leaders, and we heard about their experiences growing up with different circumstances with their parents, divorced parents, Christian parents, non-Christian parents, deceased parents, all sorts of different contexts like that. And it was very, very good. So if you haven't yet listen to it, pass it on to your friends at school, pass it on to other friends. If you're a youth group leader out there, I know there's a bunch of you listening, pass it on to youth group kids. It'd be very, very helpful for them. We should close. We've got any final words of wisdom? Who wants to give us a favourite Bible verse to finish? Favourite Bible verse? Who's got one that shoots to mind? Oh, I don't know if you guys read the Bible, is that why? I've got too many that are favourite. That's the Christian answer, isn't it? I've got so many favourites at the moment. I'm actually reading 60 of the 66 books of the Bible at the moment, so I've sort of got one for each of those 60, but I can still remember the other 6 books that I haven't read for a while. So I've got a verse from each book of the Bible if you want them.
Can't think while you're talking.
cccyouth.com.
What we're mine at the moment is, look, I can't remember the exact verse. I think it's Proverbs 3:2. You correct me if I'm wrong, I'm sure. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and he will make your path straight. Is that the gist?
Lean not on your own understanding.
Five? Yes.
I feel chapter
is it 5, 6?
I think it's 5, 6.
Yeah. Oh, I was going 2, 3, you know, but
halves.
Consecutive kind of numbers. Yeah.
You should learn the song.
Yeah.
Great song about it.
Yeah, I'm sorry I got the exact verse wrong. The point is, lean not on your own understanding, but trust in God, and he will make your path straight.
Awesome. Awesome. Anyone else closing? Dan?
No, I can't remember it. It's Lamentations 3:22-23. It talks about we're not consumed by God's wrath, and we know that he's faithful, and I can't remember all the words, but it's really exciting.
Is that the greatest your faithfulness one? That's like the most famous verse.
And his... his compassion's morning, a new every morning. Is that from that song?
Yeah. Yeah. Lana, where's it going to close with your verse?
James 1:1, I think, where it talks about...
To the people from James.
...being joyful.
Verse 2.
What, James 1:2?
Consider it pure joy.
Consider it pure joy, my brothers, when you face trials. Or, it is useful for building you up. Teaching you maturity, making you complete and lacking in nothing.
Awesome. That links in with last week. Our point last week was, no matter what your circumstance, keep trusting Jesus. Actually, even consider it joyful when you're struggling, knowing that God will do a good work in you through it. Thanks, Garage Hymnal, GH. Nice GH member over there.
Yeah.
If you missed the start of the episode, I don't know how you got to the end and missed that bit. But
rewind now.
Not rewind. Slide back the scroll bit. Hey, have you seen anyone seen YouTube in the last couple of days?
Like,
but generally the website.
Yes. Here's a competition. Adrian Haynes and myself have been lately just talking to each other.
I think this is partly my competition that Adrian and I started talking about 2 months ago at Simply Jesus.
Don't think it is. We have been saying, what would be the funniest two words to put into a YouTube search?
What Adrian and I talked about 2 months ago.
So we were talking about two words to put together that would be hilarious. Like, we had golf club nose. See what happens.
Is that three words?
Let me encourage you. golf club can be one. It's hyphenated, you know. Let me encourage you not to do searching too much on YouTube, just because you might find some stuff you shouldn't watch.
Yeah, it was a bad game.
Bad game.
And we repented.
and you know, taking the moral high ground, a lot of stuff on YouTube is just pirated, you know. So be careful.
We have permission for the stuff that we use. We've actually got permission to use your stuff. I got permission off Andy.
Great.
Yeah, and I always credit it when we use it.
I don't think Andy's ever not given permission.
Yeah, good.
Awesome. So if you want some music chosen, to use honestly, videos,
to have permission.
we've the last 4 minutes.
No,
you didn't really need to listen to.
.com. It's got a blog written after.
Well, you
got to
do .com. /blog.
I left a comment on the blog. Yeah, he's so hopeless.
He hasn't commented for a while.
And he's got a MySpace.
Oh, yeah.
Our blog isn't really a blog. It's more of a when we feel there's something we should talk about, Andy writes a thesis and puts it up.
I talked about it on my blog.
CCCS.com, peace out. Thanks, Garage Hymnal. On the count of three, say goodbye. 1, 2, 3.
Goodbye.
Represent.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.